Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Bob Thibodeau. Pastor Bob conducts personal interviews with Christian influencers from around the globe, helping Christian authors, recording artists, CEOs, entrepreneurs, nonprofit leaders, and yes, pastors and ministry leaders to get the word out about what they are doing to impact the world with the gospel. Our podcast has been rated in the top 0.5% of all podcasts in the world by ListenNotes.com, so you know your message will be heard. Now, here is your host with today's interview, Pastor Bob Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. Pastor Robert Thibodeau here. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast for this wonderful episode that we are about to have for you on December 30th and 31st, 2021, the end of year recap. Praise God. And we know, you know, we all suffered through and stumbled through the year 2020 and the COVID lockdowns and all that. And we thought that the worst was behind us as we entered 2021 with the hope that, you know, we were past all this. And yes, 2021 has been better than 2020 in some respects, but you know, Pastor Bob, we don't just look things at face value. We dive deep spiritually on topics that are affecting our society today. And to help me do that, I've invited a great friend of our ministry to come back on for a couple episodes, one to close out the year 2021 and part two to look prophetically at what we're going to be seeing in 2022, shaping up for what the future may hold. Amen. Tom Dodden comes on about once a month to bring us up to date on things happening in this nation and around the world in the natural and how that relates to spiritual activity. Tom's an evangelist, author, great friend of our ministry. Help me welcome back to the program, Tom Donnan. Tom, thank you for coming back on and joining us today for this special end-of-year broadcast.
Pastor Bob, it's an honor to be here. And I'll tell you, I'm excited because we can get a chance to look back and see how God has been providing and warning and guiding. And then also, too, is that bring out the revelation that we are in end times and to get ready and draw closer to the Lord. So thank you very much for having me.
Amen. Amen. Let's start what I'll call the year in review for 2021. Now, naturally, it all actually started with the election controversy back in November 2020. And here we had a president, let's just say, not politically correct and gruff around the edges, but he was 100% supportive of the gospel, 100% supportive of banning abortions and killing the babies. And he was 100% supportive of the military and law enforcement. He's 100% supportive of border security. In other words, he was supportive of the Christian values that this nation was founded on. And the election of, well, let's just say 100% opposite everything Christians should be supporting. And I believe that, for lack of a better expression, it opened the floodgates of the evil we're now witnessing basically every night on the news. And it really started during the pandemic with companies trying to find ways to stay afloat, basically. In order to do that, they had to cut expenses. And that means they had to shut down, cut jobs, let employees go. You know, some people were able to survive on some savings and things like that, but some folks were barely making it to begin with. And one group is the senior citizens, though, right?
Yes. Yes. Okay, so, you know, what we're seeing here is that in reference to the beginning let's go to the election, right? Just prior to the election, I had a very powerful dream. Now, I tell people that I have God dreams and I have God experiences, and sometimes it feels like I'm living them. And then there are times he actually takes me places to give me a full illustration of what it is that is coming or going on. And so just before the elections, I had this very powerful dream where I am in a room that is like a rec room, right? And it's got one window in there, and it's shaded, and it's got, and the rec room is like not bright and it's not dark. So that was a clue right there, right? And I'm reclined on the couch, like taking a nap, right? And there is TV in there and a desk and ottoman and there's a clock that's run by a battery, and this battery is ticking. I mean, this clock is ticking, and I have to tune it out, right? So then it started to get louder, and I thought, oh, gee, this battery is about to run out. So I decided, because it got so loud, it was irritating, I had to take care of it now, right? So I get up off the couch, and what happens is that I went over to the desk, pushed the ottoman over there, rolling, right? It's a guy thing. step up on the ottoman and then get to the clock that's above the TV. And so I got the battery and I got the ottoman and I got it positioned. And just as I'm getting ready to step up on the ottoman, the clock stops. And when it stops, then the quiet was deafening. You know how they say, because it was such a big change, that the quiet was deafening. And then I got hit by this invisible force. It was like a heavy mattress. I got knocked down to the ground. And by the time it got to my ribs, I was in such pain, I woke up. Now, I had sore ribs for 3 days, so something powerful was going on there, right? But then when I was able to fall back to sleep, I had three dreams. And the three dreams were is that churches were now beginning to open up to having God out of the box, right? So we're starting to see some of that in this time right now. But the message was is that the lukewarm, the church has been lukewarm, and time had run out. And then the burden was coming, right? So we had a time underneath President Trump to be able to move spiritually, and that had run out. And now burdens were coming to push churches and people in the direction of choosing to move towards God or to move away from God, and so or stand firm in their position. And so we're seeing that. We're seeing that all over the place. And when you're talking about what happened with COVID, and you're talking about the loss of jobs, and the fear has been a huge thing, which I think now that you can look back and see that it was really trumped up. So the survival rate of the pandemic is really, really high. So it's been an interesting year. Now, I used to tell my kids about 5 years ago, because, of course, you know, we've had a lot of conversations about what the future was bringing. And God had showed me back in 2010 some very, very dramatic things that were traumatizing for me to go through. And so about 5 years ago, I was telling my kids, listen, we just got to get prepared to get through this to 2022. Well, I got to change it now because I don't think we're gonna see a conclusion of 2022. As a matter of fact, I think it's going to be totally different from what I thought. But it was time to prepare, like a Joseph thing, you know, get the storehouse stored up so that we can be prepared. So, yeah, we're looking at a lot of transition. We've come through a lot of different things. We can go through the reflection of the things that are happening. But I will tell you on that theme about people losing jobs, right? I was 60 years old when I got laid off from my company at an elevator company. And what happened is that I thought to myself, who in the world is going to pick up a 60-year-old person, right?
Yeah.
So what really surprised me is that I've always been able to fix elevators. And I got gobbled up pretty fast by a small company downtown Chicago, which was really interesting because I went from working in the South Side, which is very challenging. You hear it on the news all the time, right?
Yeah.
Okay. To work, walking on the Magnificent Mile downtown. Now that was culture shock for me, but I did get picked up, but I felt all of that. I felt who in the world is going to hire this old guy? And there's a lot of people facing it now.
Yeah. Yeah, at least you had skill set to fall back on. When I left the military, you know, my skill set was I could kill someone very quickly and efficiently.
Oh, boy.
Unfortunately, there's not much job opportunity. I mean, there is, but not the direction I wanted to go.
You know? Yeah.
And I had no skill sets other than, you know, I was very good at my job. Let's just put it like that. But, you know, and I'll also put quotes around this. You know, I was also not born again at the time. So I looked at my job as a professional, I guess you could say. But yeah, I you know, because I'm retired now and we have our income coming in, it was not as devastating to me when the shutdown occurred because I still continued to receive a check. But, you know, some people, I know it's around the country as well, but like here in Maryland, there are some people who applied for unemployment benefits back at the start of the pandemic. They still haven't received their checks.
Oh,
it's been a year. I mean, they're suffering terribly. And then you know, the news every now and then will do a story on what's being done. And if the story is always the same, well, there's been a lot of fraud and we're taking our time. We're manually approving these, not going in there. You know, there's so many hundreds of thousands that we have to go through to, you know, but okay, when are they going to get their checks? Well, we're doing the best we can. You know, here it is, you know, a year and a half later, you know, I mean, it's ridiculous. And somewhere along the line, somewhere like 10 to 15% of the people in Maryland that applied still haven't got any checks at all. And so, well, they'll get all their back pay. Oh, yeah. But how do they survive? You know, and now you see the news reports we're talking about. So like 12 million Americans are going to lose their unemployment benefits right after Christmas. I mean, it just continues.
That's a pretty terrifying thought. Now, when you're in that situation where you're thinking to yourself, what is going to be happening tomorrow? No, I'm retired now. I live by myself. But when I was a dad trying to provide for everything, I thought for my family, I thought about these things very deeply. And if you remember in 2008, 2009, when everything fell apart, there was people that had lost their jobs. And what happened is that they were so in debt, they just walked away from everything.
Yeah.
Well, and I think we're going to be seeing a lot of that take place, because if you don't have a job, and of course, we got so many people leaving the workforce because they don't want to take the jab. So where are all these people going to go, and what are they going to do? This is why we do this, you know, jumping in a little early. Yeah. We do this so that we get people's attention, because we know that they need Jesus.
Yeah. And, you know, talking about walking away from the debt, I've begun to hear the rumor control because of the huge debt that the United States is. I mean, we just like tripled our debt in the last 18 months or so, right? And there's actually talk now about maybe we just, as a country, we just need a reset. I mean, that's never been floated before. They're floating this trial balloon now. Maybe we just need a currency reset and just not start over, but, you know, like chapter 7, you just wipe it all out and start over. Chapter 13, we'll just reorganize the debt. And either way, it's still a bankruptcy, right? But they are hesitant about doing that, because that will automatically launch us down the same path Venezuela went on, you know, 10 years ago. And they're still, you know, it costs them truckloads of money just to go down and buy a loaf of bread because their currency is worthless. And that's, as a matter of fact, some places down in Venezuela, you have to actually have some gold nuggets, gold dust, whatever, to buy bread. I mean, I support some missionaries that work down there. I mean, that's, you know, talk about Nixon taking us off the gold standard. It could be we're getting ready to go back on a type of gold standard, even though it's a black market gold standard. I mean, it's terrible what the future is holding because of the financial chaos that's happening right now, not just with the United States, but around the world. You know, I mean, even Perry Stone issued a spiritual warning for America.
Yes. You know, for me, what happens sometimes is that as I'm looking at the circumstances, sometimes it takes a little bit of time for me to be able to see what's going on in the background. And because I see the people and I listen to the people, but now it's becoming obvious that it's evil speaking through the people. And it's becoming very, I think they've overplayed their hand, which I'm hoping is going to turn out into our benefit now that people really see all of that. But with Perry Stone really talking about the deceptive scales, oh, isn't that true? No.
Amen.
And how, and I think about the justice. I have a friend, his name is Jesse, and we talk about these scenarios, and we're trying to figure out how in the world did they wind up getting away with doing all this illegal stuff and never having any kind of response to it, any kind of penalty or punishment. No, we just scratch our heads and trying to figure this out. Well, I'm hoping that that's changing too, because otherwise we're going to really be plowing down a bad road. So, but he had a very good message that, you know, sin, crime and sin and the guilty, the insinuated is guilty and the guilty is, you know, not. It's just topsy-turvy.
Yeah.
Sometimes you figure, how can this be? You know, the Bible says when good is evil and evil is good. No. Well, we're seeing this today, and it's still hard to comprehend.
Yeah, amen. It is. It's like, is this really happening in this country? You know, and the answer is, oh, that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Oh.
And one topic we always seem to circle back to is the one of asteroids doing their super close flybys of the Earth. Often they zip past us with no warning whatsoever that it's a possible threat. I mean, recently I've seen a news report where NASA's launching, I think they launched it recently where it's going to try and impact an asteroid on purpose, all in an attempt to try and change its trajectory so that they, just in case it's needed in the future, they know how it works. Have you seen anything like that?
Well, we know it's going to be needed sooner or later because in, what is that, Revelation? Is it in Revelation 8 where it talks about wormwood? No, that the asteroid impacts the world. And so because of the things, you and I have been talking about this for some time now, and usually they can plot the trajectory, but then out of nowhere comes this asteroid, and we saw one of them that was within 7,000 miles. Now, when they do the calculation in the miles, they're talking from the center of the Earth, right? So you have a distance to go till you get to the crust, and then you go to the seventh, you know, where the asteroid is. This is very, very close. Now, what is the satellites orbiting at 21,000 miles?
Yeah,
right?
It was within the satellite belt. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is getting dangerously close. So I think this practice is probably good because they probably know something's going to happen because it's in the book. You know, you read the book and we can see that Revelation is really becoming alive more in each and every day.
Yeah. Amen. You know, but I wonder. We talked last year about this asteroid called Apophis, you know, which was when it was first discovered, the claim was this one is on a trajectory to impact the Earth. But very quickly, within like a week or so, you know, all NASA and all go, oh, no, don't worry. We recalculated it and it's going to miss us. It'll be close, but it'll miss us. You know, we promise. You know, like, okay, what happens if you break your promise? What is, you know, but, you know, they just, I can just picture them behind closed doors. We cannot have a panic here. You know, we got to come up with some plans to try and avert this, but we continuous denial. Otherwise, we'll have a worldwide panic. So, you know, do they know more than they're letting on, which is why they want to try this experiment at this point in time? You know, I mean, things just don't smell good in the garden right now, I guess you could say.
That's why you got to become your own detective and dig into this. And sooner or later, you'll find a person that starts speaking the truth, right? Okay. So they started backing up on this. Now, the book that we're referring to was written by Tom Horn, and he had done a lot of research, and people had contacted him. I had read years ago.
He had a vision about it, too.
Oh, he did. Yeah. Years ago, I had read a book on Area 51, and it was like 400 pages, right? And what happened is that when this reporter started writing this, people started coming out of the woodwork to give her additional information to validate the things that she was suspicious about and turn it into fact. Well, this is what happened with Tom Horn, and he saw that that this was really true. And then, like they said, you said, they started backpedaling because they don't want people to be concerned, which I can understand because you want society to continue on. But we got a lot of chaos going on right now, so that's kind of bizarre.
Yeah, amen. So and with Tom Horn, if I remember the book correctly, God showed him this vision back like 20 years ago or something like that. It was a long time ago. And he wrote about, you know, and started talking about, yeah, this asteroid called Apophis, blah, blah, blah. You know, we got showed him and all this. And then when NASA discovered this asteroid, what do they call it? Apophis.
Yeah.
And he said nobody wanted to talk to him. He was, you know, he's kicked out of churches when he's talking about it, you know, you know, all that far-fetched stuff. But as soon as NASA said, oh, there's this asteroid, it's going to be super close, it has a, you know, 30% probability of hitting the Earth or whatever it is, and it's called Apophis, his phone just lit up like, hey, we want you back on our program.
Yeah.
So it's amazing that, how accurate God is in foretelling things that'll happen all in a, and it's not because, you know, the voodoo, woo, supernatural stuff. Because God's given us warning after warning after warning, you know, get ready. These are the signs that we talked about for 2,000 years. It's coming, you know. I mean, we've seen helicopters on Mars. We've seen scientists trying to play God with the blending of human and animal DNA called transhumanism. You know, I mean, this stuff's real. It's actually happening.
That's the scary part, because it is taken for granted these days. That's another reason why we try to get people to see, in reference to the Bible, that I'm approaching seven decades now, you know, and when I look back, to me, having, I think I was about maybe 8 or 9 years old, we got our first TV with 3 stations. We thought that was huge.
Amen.
Right?
I remember that. Amen.
And at midnight, you know, they what did they play?
They played the national anthem, and then it had a test pattern that came on. That was it.
It was broadcasting over for the day.
Yeah,
all right.
That's it.
So to the point now where we got 400 channels and nothing to watch and continuous information and
think
how
about
that
is. People channels are, there's nothing on. And like I said, they got 400 channels.
Yeah. Nothing significant to watch. Exactly. No. And that is part of the thing because we're deluged. We're deluged with information. We're overstimulated with information. I had in the elevator trade, we have new electronic equipment. We call it Elevonic series and microprocessors. And so I had a piece of equipment that was broken down and I had never worked on it before. And so I got frustrated and I called the boss and he said, well, Tom, the information you're looking for is in the book. I said, but yeah, Mike, I said, the book is 3 inches thick. Can you help me a little bit here? And that's the thing. We have so much information. I believe sometimes it's more than the human mind can handle.
Yeah.
It's like constant overload. No, but we take it for granted. And then we got this stuff that is going on that is so futuristic, that it sometimes gets a little scary. And so what are we going to be able to need? We're going to need something to help us compute this. Of course, we got smartphones, right? Now with 5G and all this other stuff. So we take it for granted to where people don't even see it as an end time sign, a huge end time sign.
Yeah. That's true. That's true. And then, you know, we've also talked this year about, you know, plagues and increase in earthquakes, the increase in volcanic activity, increase in droughts, locust plagues. I mean, actual locust plagues, bird flu, COVID variants, all of these things have increased in activity this year. And, you know, I mean, these are all end time scenarios that you really don't hear much on the news about. I mean, they'll isolate these fires in California. Oh, this earthquake over in, you know, the Middle East. Oh, this increase in volcanic activity out on these islands out in the Pacific. Oh, the droughts. Yeah, they're terrible. Oh, the floods. Yes, they're terrible. But too bad for those people down there. Too bad for those people. But when you look at the whole, this is increasing. The activity level is increasing. It used to be isolated incidents. Oh, that's so terrible. If they played this every night on the news, okay, let's talk about the droughts here, 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 and here, and the floods here, 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 and here, and the activity here, here, and here. People would say, whoa, what's going on? They'd actually start asking those questions. But
yeah,
they don't cover it like that.
No, I think it would probably wake a more people up. I do have a person in my life that just maybe about 6 months ago, had the Holy Spirit had gotten a hold of them and opened up their eyes to where we are. And what usually happens is that people start rushing in to fill the void in preparation and sometimes go overboard. That's the way I was with me. And this person is like trying to do damage control or preventative damage control and getting prepared. And that is part of the good part about waking people up into this. And so, but yes, it's a continuous thing. The earthquakes, the volcanoes. Sometimes I think that we've had enough volcanoes go off that we're going to have cooling in the atmosphere to bring colder winters because of all the stuff that they emit. And then we had that right in our own backyard, so to speak, in St. Vincent, where that volcano erupted. And now they have the ongoing one with the Canary Islands. And Iceland, again, is starting to have very, very large amount of earthquakes. And they're anticipating a reemergence of their volcano. Yeah. So it's like all these signs are there. But I'll tell you what, until it interacts with our own personal life, which is the majority of society right now, we don't feel it. And when we don't feel it, we don't get moved necessarily.
That's right. Amen. Yeah. And you know, I mean, we've talked before about how the wells and the lakes, the water resources out in California, the lakes are at all-time lows. You know, I mean, it's so bad. The mayor of Atlanta was talking about shutting the entire city down, telling everybody move because there's no more water in Atlanta. But then they got that rain here, you know, a few months back that is allowing them to stay at home for right now. You know, I mean, how bad is that when a major metropolitan city is saying, hey,
yeah,
you know, we might have to pack everybody up and ship you out and just shut the city down. I
mean, that's pretty serious. Now, I've been watching the stuff out west, like you were talking about, Lake Orville in northern, I think it's in northern California, was at critical points where they're going to have to just not let any water go through the dam in order to keep the reserves, the emergency reserves up. But then we just talked about the cyclone bomb that took place, and the lake rose 4 feet because of that. And then they had another storm and it rose. Problem is that it is moving in the right direction, which praise God. Right. Yeah. It gives them a little bit more leeway. Right. But I was thinking about this, you know, Americans like the idea of having a silver bullet where we get ourselves out of these problems. But in Lake Mead and Lake Powell, no, there's no silver bullet here. It took 50 years to fill up Lake Mead and it took 30 years to fill up Lake Powell. And it comes from the Colorado, and the Colorado comes from the snow. And last year in Durango, Texas, I had a person who lived there said they only got 3 inches of snow. So how do you do this? You see, that's where prayer comes in, right? Yep. Praying that God would send the rain, send the snow. Now, they did have a big snow in the South Dakota area early already. You know, I was going to go in that direction, and thank God that I didn't, because I probably would have gotten stuck in the snow. You know, they shut stuff down out there.
Amen.
No, it's like in Chicago. All right. But it was on the wrong side of the drainage to where it didn't go into the Colorado.
Yeah. Amen. Hey, folks, Pastor Bob here. We're all out of time for today's portion of this great interview with Tom Don. And Tom, as you know, he comes on about every month to this program and brings us up to date on things that are happening in the news that relate to Bible prophecy. And it's just so great every time he comes on. He's a really great friend of this ministry. But today, and in today's episode, and in the next episode, we're going to be talking about, you know, basically the year in review. Different things we've talked about throughout the year that impact the body of Christ, should be warning signs for the body of Christ and for those who are not members of the body of Christ, to maybe give them that spiritual awakening to get born again and become part of the family of God. Because, you know, as we've been sharing, all these things are lining up for the soon return of Jesus. Amen. But you do not want to miss the next episode as we conclude our end of year review. And then after that, the next episode after that is going to be for the new year. Praise the Lord. But till then, this is Pastor Bob Amati. Be blessed in all that you do.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. Please subscribe to our podcast so you can be notified when another episode is published. With over 800 interviews and 1,000 published episodes, Pastor Bob is known as a podcasting expert for helping others to create their own podcast to share their messages with the world. Please visit our website at www.podcastersforchrist.com. That web address again is www.podcastersforchrist.com for more information. Until next time, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this: your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.